Welcome to 95 Mac Daily for Tuesday, September 16th, 2025. I'm your host, Chance Miller. We are sponsored this week by iMazing. Leading off today, after 3 months of beta testing, iOS 26 is now available to iPhone users everywhere. It's a massive update for the iPhone, bringing an all-new liquid glass design, updates to your favorite apps and features, and so much more. As a quick refresher, Apple says Liquid Glass is designed to bring more focus to content and add a new level of vitality while maintaining the familiarity of Apple software. Liquid Glass is a translucent material that reflects and refracts its surroundings while dynamically transforming to help bring greater focus to that content. The lock screen has been revamped with a more dynamic clock design that automatically scales to stay in view alongside notifications. Photos on your lock screen can transform into spatial scenes with subtle 3D depth as you move your device. Virtually all of Apple's stock apps, including Music, Camera, Photos, Safari, and FaceTime, have been redesigned with the same Liquid Glass foundation. Safari, for example, introduces a new floating tab design, while FaceTime gains a refreshed landing page that highlights recent contacts with animated posters and video previews. There's also what Apple calls the biggest update ever to the phone app. There's a unified layout that combines favorites, recents, and voicemails into a single interface. There's a call screening feature that asks people calling you to give their name and details on why they're calling, so you can decide if you want to answer or ignore that call. There's also Hold Assist that kicks in when you're placed on hold and detects when a human has picked up the call on the other end, so you don't have to sit there and awkwardly listen to hold music. The Messages app has gotten a huge refresh. You can now choose backgrounds for each of your conversations. You can also now create polls in the Messages app. So for things like picking a restaurant for dinner or deciding what movie to see, you can send a poll to your group chat to follow along with people's preferences. And for group messages, iOS 26 also includes typing indicators for the first time, support for Apple Cash, and an easier way to add new contacts to each group. The Music app is adding an all-new auto mix capability that uses AI to analyze the audio features of your music to seamlessly create transitions between songs, resulting in what Apple describes as a DJ-like listening experience. CarPlay gets massive improvements as part of iOS 26, including the new Liquid Glass design language. So there are refreshed icons and user interface elements, and an overall improved consistency with your iPhone. iOS 26 also adds widgets to CarPlay, so you now have a dedicated screen on your CarPlay interface where you can add any widget from your iPhone, including things like the Home app, Calendar, and Weather. iOS 26 also brings live activities to CarPlay for the first time, so they show up on your CarPlay dashboard just like they do on your iPhone. Other improvements in iOS 26 include a new Apple Games app, improvements to Apple Maps, new Apple Intelligence features, including live translation, design changes to the Photos app and the Camera app, and a whole bunch of smaller changes that you'll notice on a day-to-day basis. iOS 26 is available now for all iPhone users using an iPhone SE 2nd generation or iPhone 11 and newer, and you can update by going to Settings, choosing General, then choosing Software Update. We are sponsored this week by iMazing, the powerful iPhone and iPad management suite for Mac and PC, trusted by power users, educators, and everyday users alike. With full support for iOS 26 and the iPhone 17 lineup, iMazing 3 gives you complete control over your device beyond what Apple offers. Backup locally with time machine-style snapshots, export messages, WhatsApp chats, voicemails, and more, all without relying on iCloud. You can even transfer content between devices selectively without wiping or syncing through iTunes. For IT pros, there's supervision, app management, and multi-device configuration support. And right now, 9to5 Mac listeners can get 20% off all licenses for a limited time. Just go to imazing.com/9to5Mac or hit the link in the show notes and use code 9to5Mac-20off at checkout. My thanks to iMazing for their support of 9to5 Mac daily. Next up today, in a new support document published on its website, Apple goes in-depth on why iOS 26 could affect your iPhone's battery life. Apple says, quote, "Immediately after completing an update, particularly a major release, you might notice a temporary impact on battery life and thermal performance. This is normal as your device needs time to complete the setup process in the background, including indexing data and files for search, downloading new assets, and updating apps. New features are exciting and help you get even more out of your Apple product, though some may require additional resources from the device. Depending on individual usage, some users may notice a small impact on performance and/or battery life. Apple continually works to optimize these features and software updates to ensure great battery life and a smooth user experience. End quote. Apple's basically saying two things here. It's normal for the iPhone's battery to drain more and for the device to get warmer, temporarily following a major software update. But second, there can also potentially be a longer-term impact to performance or battery if certain new features require additional resources. This is really nothing new for iOS 26 specifically. The only difference is that Apple has put it in writing to get ahead of any complaints or questions from iPhone users. This shouldn't come as a surprise to anyone who has a lot of experience with iPhone software updates, but it's noteworthy nonetheless. And if you don't want to update to iOS 26 right away, and you'd prefer to hang back and see the public response to the update first, you can go to the Settings app on your iPhone, choose General, choose Software Update, and update to iOS 18.7 instead, which includes all of the most recent security fixes without any major changes to your iPhone experience. That wraps up another episode of 9to5 Mac Daily. As always, you can find all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com. Follow along with me on Threads at Chance H. Miller. And we'll be back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5 Mac Daily.